Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shom Reimuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 13th installment of Thoughts on Purim. We were discussing yesterday an approach from Shimshon Pinchas regarding the question of Esther to Mordechai, Lodas Mazeh, V'yal Mazeh, and we explained that she was asking him, does he think the issue is the Jewish people not recognizing the hand of God in life or not recognizing the presence of God regardless of whether things are going well or poorly for them? And that was the question. But what that means is that Esther intuitively understood that the problem for the Jews here was the fact that they were not appropriately recognizing the hand of God. Rav Pinchas has a very interesting suggestion. Rav Pinchas suggests that this is part of the significance of food on Purim. Shocking though it may seem that any commentator would try to find a unique significance of food to one of our holidays, for all those who believe that part of being Jewish at its core is eating. But the point that Rav Pinchas makes is, when you think about it, the idea of having to have a festive meal on Purim, it seems somewhat counterintuitive. I should look out for other people, I should read the Megillah, all that I can understand. I should even have stronger connections with other people. But after this very inspiring, very beautiful day, I must sit down for a nice meal. Why? Why is that? It's interesting also, though it doesn't have to be this way, but the standard practice in Klal Yisrael is that we eat the meal, generally speaking, at the tail end of Purim, though technically it doesn't have to be that way. Why is that? This is a fascinating way of thinking about it, that after this experience, after this Purim, we've read the Megillah twice and hopefully internalized a lot of it, and we've channeled a lot of these messages and go around and reach out to our brothers and sisters in kinship, and if heaven forbid there are people who are poor, we reach out to them. After all this, we sit down and eat a meal. And the point is that even when we're sitting down and eating food, one of the most physical of acts that we can make, that we can do, we're doing that in a mode of serving God. And that's a beautiful demonstration that hopefully by the end of Purim, we're in a different place than we were beforehand, and we see God in a different way. We see God at our dining room table also. That's Rav Pinchas' thought, an interesting way to think about it. Somewhat related is a fascinating comment from the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says, we have a famous quote from the Gemara, "Mishenichnos Adar marbim besimcha." When Adar enters, we increase our joy. What a strange word, Mishenichnas. When Adar enters, Nichnas literally means to walk in. Hachnas asorchim is bringing guests into the home. Sfas Emes says, it should say, Mishigia Adar, when Adar reaches us, which is much more oriented towards the calendar. Mishaba Adar, when Adar comes. Why Mishenichnas Adar? Sfas Emes says that Adar has to come inside of us. Adar has to penetrate who we are. We have to become different people from Adar. When Adar enters into us, again, this is certainly not the standard understanding, but it's a fascinating approach. That's when we become people of greater joy. You know, it's so funny. Any kid who went to day school knows that once it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar, you have to run around and be silly and everything like that. It's so much more sophisticated than that. If I let Adar really come into me, the lessons of Adar, the lessons of the Purim story, the lessons of God being so present in my life, I have to be a person of greater joy. And I have to bring that joy out to make it more real. But whether we're talking about the Purim Suda, whether we're talking about Adar in general, the idea is thinking about these things, reflecting on these things, hopefully makes me a different person. Should all be zocha to a wonderfully joyous and inspiring Purim. Thanks so much for joining us.